That last item read by Colin there really has the awe factor, hasn't it? Let's hope that there's a satisfactory outcome to the story. And if there is, and the Bolton News covers it, we shall let you know. So be sure about that. So that's the first news talk of 2024 done and dusted. I know it's been a long programme, but I did warn you that we were covering 4 weeks' news instead of the usual two. Anyway, on your behalf, I thank today's readers, Karen, Doug, Gina and Colin, and our techie supremo, Gaynor. And as usual, I thank the Bolton News for use of their articles and the staff at Harwood Library for copying our mammoth scripts for this programme. Now, don't forget to spread the word about us here at News Talk, letting people know that this podcast is available on our website, boltonnewstalk.org.uk. It's also on the app provided by BWFB. We can also be found on Alexa and other smart speakers by instructing them to enable talking newspapers and then mention us, Bolton News Talk. And for those listeners with no access to new technology, we now have a dedicated local phone line, 01204 226 336, on which you can hear the programme. Now, our next programme will be recorded in 2 weeks on January 21st and will be presented by our new production team of Alison and Katie, two of our regular readers whose voices you will recognise and who have now agreed to take over the role of our late colleague Sandra Leatherbarrow. So don't forget to tune in and listen to their inaugural programme. Now, I've been Michael Howarth, and I apologise for any coughing that you'll have heard, but that's the usual winter problems that we have. And I'll be with you again towards the end of February. So until then, cheerio, and thanks for listening.